Charmed Life by Fran Duffield.
It takes two, it said, to make an accident. But how then is it, in my cascade of mistakes, I rolled away narrowly from the screech of the front wheels and the white face behind the windscreen, while you, steering a steady course through your good life on a bright morning in March, must have seen them, huge, blindingly close, blurred, the grille bearing its screaming metal teeth between them, where I, on a long-lost midnight, driven by a drinker, awoke, whirling in the belly of the battered van, upside down, unbelted, floating with strewn irises, Van Gogh blue, and landed, unscratched, on petals. You were firmly held, sensible in your new and polished car, in your restraint, as the invisible driver high above you, mouth an unheard scream, wrenched the heavy wheel, stamped his worn shoe on the brake. Even after the hospital mistake, when the green-clad women called my name, and motionless, ash-grey with open eyes, I didn't answer, still I breathed. But after the deafening noise, when they came wailing for you, through the terrible silence, only your flung and emptied handbag could tell the green-clad men your name, as your breathing ceased quietly, as you closed your eyes at the scene. Sometimes, as I cast a daffodil on a windy day in March into the chill little river, I found it hard to tell whose charmed life was whose.